opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And I'd like to welcome you in to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding. I talk every week to some of the most interesting people in the Ville. And again, this week I have some great guests. There's a very interesting guest. My first guest on the show is going to be Tommy O'Shea. And if you recognize the name O'Shea, you know that O'Shea's is the got two locations. The O'Shea's down in the Highlands, a very popular gathering spot for folks. And you'll hear about Patrick O'Shea's downtown from Tommy. And we're also talking about my event that's coming up next Wednesday, the Cocktails with Champions event, sponsored by Ballot and Whiskey. And it's a longtime dream of mine to hold this event. It's sort of a complimentary event to the Breakfast with Champions that I hold and with some other folks. And we do the Breakfast with Champions every 2 months. So plan is, this is the first Cocktails with Champions. Plan is to do that every 2 months as well. So, and in the second half of the show, wait till you hear, I've got a familiar name to most of you who follow local media, or if you've been around for a while, you know Kirby Adams. She is a bundle of energy and is a very big event this weekend. I'm going to catch up with her and find out what all she's been doing. And in addition to her work as the sort of entertainment writer for the Courier Journal. So a very exciting show. I'm very much looking forward to it. Before we get into our interview with Tommy O'Shea, though, I want to tell you about the iCare Institute, our newest sponsor. And you can give iCare Institute a call at 589-1500 if you want to get some work done on your eyes, get that annual eye exam that you have to give. They're great down there. I had some work done myself recently down there, and I met a guy named Dr. John Meyer, who's performed over 7,000 laser vision correction procedures. And They have a whole program. If you have questions about LASIK or your eyes, they have a program to educate you. I'm going to go through this while we're in the next few weeks. I'm going to go through the testing procedure to see if I'm a candidate for LASIK and see whether it makes sense or not. So you can follow along with that. Mark Prussian, the CEO, is a great guy. He was on this show a few weeks ago. And I encourage you at 589-1500. They're right down there on Story Avenue, the Eye Care Institute. All right, so let's get on with Tommy O'Shea. What a delight. Tommy, if you can't imagine, is St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and it's like Christmas for O'Shea's. They celebrate in a big way, and Tommy was wearing a green and white thingy, a checked shirt and a crazy hat, and you know, he's just very much loved in the neighborhood down there in the Highlands where O'Shea's is, and it's really a great place. I enjoy talking with him and learn some of the history of O'Shea's and some of the efforts that they've made to grow that business over the years. It's been around for a long, long time. So right now I'm going to turn it over to that. After this message, you'll hear from Tommy O'Shea.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was gonna do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
Cheers, cheers. And we're in this great room at, out
we
back
call
of
it the
chairs.
Carriage
what do you call it?
Call it the Carriage House. It's a pre-Civil War building that was actually a hospital for the Northern fighters for the Civil War, the Union fighters. They would bring wounded soldiers in here, and it was a meeting place. And when we bought this building, they told us that it was haunted and that mirrors would be moved and this, that, and the other. But we haven't seen any of it. But we have some pretty fun patrons that may scare away some unruly ghosts.
I would think so. Well, O'Shea's is like the it's almost like the capital of the Highlands, I think. And you, of course, were coming up on what must be Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yes. Yes, we're excited about that. It'd be our 58th annual, so we're excited about that. We've been down the street here for the last 21 years in the Highlands, and we're very proud to be here. Working with the Hibernians, we're the lead sponsor of the Hibernians Parade, so we've got Blessings of the Keg. We've got Tapping of the Keg deal with them. They actually have a Roman Catholic priest come out and bless the beer.
Bless the beer.
So the Irish take it serious, Rick. Yeah. It's a very, very serious thing.
Does the blessed beer taste any different?
It's quite frothy is what they would call that. But yes, it's you feel a little more ethical by drinking that, I guess.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, I do want to mention real quickly, we're working with you on this great event next Wednesday called the Cocktails with Champions, and I'm sure you know about that, and we're excited about having Ballantyn in here for some chocolate whiskey drinks. Doesn't that make sense?
Bourbon, whiskey, and chocolate, two of my favorites. So, combining those two is really exciting. Tracy, our young lady, met with the guys from Ballantyn, and such exciting things that those guys got going on. So we're so proud to be hosting this event.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Danny Flanagan is going to be here to play
Danny's
some music.
Danny's a great guy. We used to have him play here quite a bit, and I love him, man. Great guy.
It's all great. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what you do down here at O'Shea's. You say you've been in this location 58 years?
No, we've been in this location in the Highlands for about 20, going on 22 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
My grandmother started a place back in the late 50s over on Poplar Level Road.
Wow.
So we've been doing, we're actually entering our fourth generation. My grandmother went to the father, then myself and my brother, sister, and I've even got my son now working in it. So it's kind of cool. But a lot of fun times.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, the St. Patrick's Day coming up, you got a lot of special events. And I'm sorry, I don't even know. When is the parade?
Parade this year's Saturday, March 12th.
Okay.
Again, they had over 100,000 people on the street last year, lining up from Broadway down to the Mid-City Mall. 100,000 people.
Wow.
And, you know, I remember the beginning days back 30 years ago, it was about in J-Town, and if there were 500 people there, it was lucky. So they moved it in here to the Highlands about 10 years ago, and since that time, the Highlands community and the city's just embraced it in this wonderful, wonderful neighborhood. All these restaurant pubs, these beautiful homes, it's just brought a great community event, and it's just the common person coming out and enjoying some fun time, the beginning of spring, actually. You always, you know, that first kickoff for spring. So regardless if it's snow or what, they're still out. But
we're just glad it's not bad weather anymore.
Hopefully, but it doesn't stop the Irish, that's for sure.
Well, I want to ask you a question or two about your business. Now, a few years ago, you took a little bit of a risk opening downtown. And just give me an update on what went into that and how that's going.
You nailed it with a big risk, Rick. You really did, because we've been doing it. Like I say, I've been doing it for 33 years. We've always went in when we did places with no loan. We just did it and started small and grew. We knew downtown. We bought this building before the Yum Center was even announced it was going to be down there. We bought this old dilapidated building right on Historic Row, you know, Whiskey Row. We were so excited, and we were just going to do a little one-room little pub. Wanted to try to get our heart and our soul, what we do, to the visiting person to Louisville. You know, a lot of people in the community knew us, but we wanted to try to be a place where people coming to town could feel real Louisvillians. And So then about 8 months after we bought the building, we're in there just slowly renovating ourselves, doing a lot of work ourselves. We weren't going to put a lot in it. We're just going to open one. Then they announced that they're going to spend all this $300 million next door. I mean, literally next door to us. We're like, oh, my gosh. And now, while it was exciting, we then got architects and everybody involved, and how can we best utilize this six-story building of 27,000 square feet? And everything kept going, and the plans, and it really skyrockets. We're like, oh, my gosh, we're going to take a loan. So we borrowed way more money than we should have, but we designed a building that really is set and able to handle the massive flows. We've got four levels, one, two, three, four levels of usable space for the consumer, for the guest, and we even have a lower level than that is our prep kitchen and employee showers, employee locker rooms. So our architects, Jeff Rollins, architectural artist and local guy here, great guy, did an amazing job on the layout. While we had a big loan, and we still have a big loan on it, it's really a beautiful building and set up for success for down the road. And we won't see any profits from that. Maybe my kids will, but it's evolved into a great space, not only for event before and after Yum Center events, for the visiting person to the city of Louisville. We have a lot of private event space, so we have weddings.
Actually, went to a wedding there last summer.
And yeah,
it was very nice.
Well, good. Thank you. Thank you. Cool. So it's evolved. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, it's a big part of I guess everything going on in the city. What's going on down there? Yeah, I mean, you must know you got a building down there. The Whiskey Row thing is I mean, I don't imagine that's good for your business having that sidewalk blocked off.
It's funny, Rick. We've not had a sidewalk in 5 years. We've been down there 5 years. We've never had a sidewalk. We've never had on-street parking. This year, we don't have Washington Street behind us open. That's blocked off. You can't even drive back there. It's hard to even walk. So I feel God is blessed us because we've been able to maintain and hold our own for the last 5 years. With so much negatives going towards us. We're so excited with what's coming up, but it's still a year and a half away with the Old Forester development, and I'm hearing that there's going to be some residential development on the other buildings. We think it's going to be great down the road, but isn't anything, you know, anything's, it just takes time, I guess. But it's been tough. It's been tough with no sidewalks, for sure.
Well, I can imagine. But it is a great place inside. Anybody that hasn't been there should certainly go down there.
Please.
Please. So Tom, you can
thanks,
pay off
man.
That loan.
Yeah, thanks, man.
But lastly, I want to talk. We were having a conversation before we started taping about our origins in the South End. I didn't realize, and you didn't realize about me. We both grew up down there and may have possibly played football against each other.
We probably did, man. The old good old South End guys. You know, there's something to it. Growing up in the South End, you grew up that it wasn't a credit card. If you wanted it, you go out and work and save your money for it. Then you decide, do you really want it? You know.
Yeah.
And it's a good way of life, you know. It's tough for my kids and your kids to be able to get what they want right now. And that the South End to me is I still live there, you know. I still live on Southern Parkway, so I love it.
Yeah.
It's a good unknown, you know. People think south or west of 65 is a different world. So it's unknown. People don't know about it. I love it. So
yeah.
The word's out now, man.
And you started? Did you start working in the family business? What age?
I was 16, cooking burgers for my dad. You know,
okay.
So I did that. Ended up graduating from Bellarmine University, and thought that the world needed me somewhere else. So I went and worked in Atlanta. I worked everywhere, and after about 2 years of doing other things, still working a little bit part time in the business. I've worked in management at UPS. I kept getting called back into the restaurant, kept bringing me back in for some reason. It just kept calling my heart. And then finally made a decision around 23, 24 that, all right, I'm just going to take the chance to do this. And never worked a day in my life, you know. I really truly feel like I've never worked a day in my life. I get to work with people like Tracy and just great people, man.
I
get to talk to guys like you.
Well,
I mean,
there you
my
go.
Gosh, I mean, it's an honor, it really is, you know.
Well, it's fun. I'm sure there's fun things about this business. I'm sure it's challenging as well, but you seem to be doing it right here. Test of time, obviously, for O'Shea's.
Thank you.
So we're getting all fired up. I know you're getting fired up for St. Patrick's Day, but Cocktails with Champions, again, is next Wednesday. Looking forward to seeing that. I hope you're there. I hope you'll have this colorful attire on. Is this a year-round thing? Now, for listeners, there's a green checked shirt that I don't have one of those in my wardrobe. Is this every day?
Every day we're doing something for sure. I was 21 years old. A friend of mine was from New Orleans. We went down to New Orleans to see Pat O'Brien's. Kept talking mm-hmm. about Pat O'Brien's bar.
Yeah.
I'm walking there at 21 years, and you know I'm sitting there, and I see the green vest on these waiters. I see the bow ties. I see the Southern hospitality, and that's stuck in my mind, you know? And and so, you know, we'll always try to get our team to wear the white shirts and the button-down ties. And while these kids nowadays don't sometimes want to conform, we want to keep true to the old school serve others, you know?
Okay.
So if I can put a smile on your face by a nice tie or a shirt or just a warm something, that's what we've always strived to do. There's so many restaurants, there's so many places open up every day, but what can we always do? We can always work with love and care to who we serve and put a smile on, hopefully make your day a little brighter. So that's the only thing that's kept us in business for 58 years. That's the only reason, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's great. I'm sure that's not the only green thing in your closet. And it'd be interesting to see. We should get a picture of that, Bill. So anyway, just want to say, Tommy, thanks for being on the show.
Great to be here.
Look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I loved visiting with Tommy O'Shea down at O'Shea's in the Highlands. It was really great. I hope you'll join me back down there on March the 8th, next Wednesday, for the Cocktails with Champions event. That features we're going to give away a bunch of prizes. And Danny Flanagan, who you've heard on the show, is a great local musician, is going to be there playing some tunes for us. It is going to be a great event, and you might win something. And there's no cost. It's free. You just got to go in and buy some Ballantine whiskey cocktails, I guess. There's a chocolate car bomb. There's an Irish whiskey kiss. There's a couple of different libations you can have with the Ballantine chocolate whiskey, or you can just drink it neat or on the rocks. I've tried them both ways. It's great. There's nothing better, though. I don't think you're going to be able to get this down at O'Shea's, but they make a down at the sidebar. When I talked to Paul Toole, the president of Ballantine, they made a great chocolate whiskey milkshake that is just to die for. So there you go. I'll see you next Wednesday out of there at O'Shea's. All right, as you know, if you follow the show, you know this is part of the show where I talked about some current issues or things that are getting my attention as right here in Louisville, KY, my hometown. A lot of these stories, so you can see bits of on louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city. That's the website that I operate. So a couple of things that just, you know, politics just sometimes just can be irritating. And I will tell you that this week, one thing that really got my attention, I was listening to the radio, and this ad comes on, and it says all this patriotic stuff about, I hear JFK's voice and all this about letting the people decide and all that. And it turns out, surprisingly enough, that it's an ad put out by Mitch McConnell's folks, basically supporting the idea that President Obama should not nominate a replacement for Anthony Scalia on the Supreme Court, because McConnell is coming out saying that he's going to block any vision, because he hopes that the Republicans are going to be in there. He hates Obama. And you know, the thing about this is that it really irritates me. It's very clear in the constitutional, this is the president's duty. And McConnell is just blatantly, you know, being an obstructionist. It's sort of despicable. He's from here. We all know about McConnell. But this particular act, I think, is more disgusting than some of his other ones. I do hope that a lot of pressure comes down on McConnell to back off, and that Obama, who vows that he's going to nominate someone, and I'm really anxious to see if he does and what happens there. McConnell came out this week saying that he wouldn't even talk to a potential nominee from Obama. So we'll see how that plays out. The national political scene, of course. Another thing I've seen, it relates locally, is all the news. Super Tuesday is next week, and that's when we're probably going to really narrow down who's going to be the presidential candidates for the fall election. It looks like, I predict, Hillary Clinton's going to be the Democratic nominee, and on the Republican side, it really looks like Donald Trump is going to win. And this is, I'll put it this way, this is scary for smart people. Because I believe in this. You may not agree with me here, but if you're supporting Trump, I don't have much. I'm probably not going to have much in common with you if you like that whole his whole campaign seems to be based on hate and that he's going to do things that they're impossible to do. He's not going to build that wall over Mexico, and that's just not going to happen. And people get excited because of immigration and the whole immigration issue. The idea of insulting and kicking people out of our country. That's what you're supporting when you're supporting Trump. Nonetheless, he's going to win. There's been a lot of things shown up on my Facebook feed from smart people who say, listen, it's time to wake up, America. Hey, America, it's time to wake up and realize that you're about to nominate for president a bully, a racist, a homophobe, just the worst of all traits that we have as president. So it's scary. I'll admit, I'm scared. So that's my position on that. If I can only reach somebody and dissuade them from supporting Donald Trump, then that's fine. I've been in some arguments with some people about that in the recent past. So you know where I am on that. All right, the big local story that's a big controversy has just come up in the last week, and if you're listening to sports radio, this is all you're hearing now. It's like the sex scandal of the week at the University of Louisville. Well, if you didn't know, the story is that Jonathan Blue, one of the members of the University of Louisville Board of Trustees, is going through a divorce with his wife, Tracy Blue, who up until a few weeks ago was the publisher of the Voice Tribune newspaper. Well, suddenly she was let go or escorted out of that building, which was, shocking because you didn't know that the divorce was going on when that happened. Then we found out why, and Blue cut off her credit cards, and he one thing he did that is really got this story in the news is that he, through his lawyer and old father, is asking for Charlie Strong's. Yes, the former football coach at the University of Louisville, who's now at University of Texas, they're asking for travel records, for receipts, for phone records. Apparently, it's clear that the implication from Jonathan Blue's side is that his wife was having an affair with Charlie Strong, and that it was an ongoing thing, and that Jonathan found out about it, and now he wants sole custody of their two teenage daughters, and it's going to be a very ugly thing. Now, the repercussions for Charlie Strong are certainly, pardon the word, strong, because if Charlie has a reputation when he was here that he was a high moral value guy, he kicked guys out of the program who didn't treat women right, and he was very much given the image of a straight-laced, no-nonsense, high morals guy. So the implication that he if any of this is proven, certainly he's going to be in trouble down at Texas, where his performance as a coach has not been great in 2 years. He's barely 500. I could look up his record, but it's not great. He's had a few big wins down there, so his performance on his job is certainly suspect. There were a lot of people at Texas who, I guess, did not want him to be the coach, and now he's got this. He's got this issue. So it's a big deal. It's something they're talking about nationally. And again, U of L, you just gotta, I hate to go over these things again, but every time they come up, you have to wonder if this is a pattern over the university, if there's some sort of sex thing going on over there, something in the water. Because if you recall, there's a sex scandal involving the University of Louisville basketball team, and whether an assistant, Andre McGee, paid for and supplied strippers and prostitutes to members of the basketball team on recruiting trips. That's a scandal in itself. And already the U of L basketball team has self-imposed itself a ban on the postseason because of that scandal. So that's sort of a major thing. And when people bring this up, they bring up the other stuff at U of L. Rick Pitino back you know, it's a long time ago. We've all forgotten about it. He's won a national championship since then. But, you know, he's still the same guy who had sex with a woman in a restaurant on a table who wasn't his wife. And then, you know, people always bring up Bobby Petrino, who he's doing a great job now, and he seems like he's got everything straightened out, but he is the same guy who had an affair with a member of his staff and wrecked a motorcycle with her on the back of it. So what's going on at UofL? I don't know. Dr. James Ramsey, he has no sex problems that we know of. There's no sex scandals associated with him, but Ramsey has other scandals that it's just a dark time, I think, at the University of Louisville. I think it's really taken its toll on people at the university. If you listen to the sports radio people, they're tired of it. They want to talk about games and sports and stuff, and nobody's interested now that they've got all this scandal stuff going on. So I don't know what's going to happen. I think in the near future, Strong has been, I think an Oldham County judge has put out a request to Strong for these materials. I don't know that he is compelled to provide information to a Kentucky court on a case that he's not involved in, but simply making the request as Jonathan Blue's attorneys do certainly implicates Strong and brings into question his squeaky clean reputation in terms of morals. So anyway, that's pretty exciting stuff around here, I tell you. I don't mean to be gleeful about it. It's sad, and I think that people should it would be nice if people would respect their privacy and not make this the talk of the town, but you know, we all know that's not true. People are going to talk. And I had an occasion to meet Tracy Blue several years ago, and I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's talk about some brighter stuff. As you know, next week is the Cocktails with Champions event at O'Shea's. The following week is my Breakfast of Champions event with and our speaker is going to be Robbie Valentine. That's at the University Club on March the 8th. It's going to be a great event. Robbie, as you know, is a prominent because the 1986 University of Louisville National Championship basketball team he was a member of. So they had a big celebration there at the Yum Center. And at the Yum Center, I know, you know, Bruce Springsteen was here. And I have great regrets about not going, especially. And you may not know this if you only pick up one thing from the Rusty Satellite Show. Know this. I was checking the price of tickets, you know, because I basically decided not to go to Bruce, who's one of my top five all-time favorite artists and musicians. I was following Bruce in high school before Born to Run came out. I was a big fan of Bruce and have seen him three or four times at least throughout the years. And it's a great show. And I really wanted to go, but I didn't want to pay like $150 for a ticket. So an hour before the show, I went on StubHub, and I could get a ticket for $30 to get into that thing. So anyway, for future concerts, I may do that. I ended up not going because, you know, my ankle's still hurting, and I didn't want to hobble around there at the Yum Center, and it was just an uncomfortable thing and the parking and all that. So anyway, I didn't go, but I also had in mind that I have a great concert to look forward to. If you don't know about Delbert McClinton, he is one of the greatest. His most famous song is "Giving It Up for Your Love." I was telling Paula, who's going with me Friday night in Frankfort, a sold out show in Frankfort, Kentucky, with Delbert McClinton, age 75, if you can believe it. I remember the first time I saw him in 1983. It was in a place called the Bottom Line in Lexington, and it's just a, you know, it was a dive, a sort of thing. And to make a long story short, I ended up being right up next to the stage, jamming with Delbert, and ended up like having to take a break, go to the bathroom. I pulled up at a stall, and right in the urinal next to me was Delbert, if you can believe it, in the middle of the show. So that's one of my famous great stories that I like to tell people about Delbert. And of course, I went on a cruise, a couple of Delbert's cruises. He does a cruise every year. That's where I met Paul Thorne, the great artist who you hear on this show every week, does the show, song "What the Hell Is Going On." So anyway, if you'd like to come out and see Delbert in Frankfort, you're gonna have to find a way to get a ticket. But anyway, that's That's what I'm looking forward to, is Friday night. So we're going to wrap it up here and get on to Kirby Adams. But first, I'll tell you that it's the beginning of 502 Restaurant Week around here. That's one of my favorite events of the year. It sort of gets people to go out of their house and go to a restaurant and get a special deal. Just look it up, 502 Restaurant Week. A couple of years ago, I had Belinda Gates, who's one of the organizers of that, was on this show, and we talked about it. It's become one of my favorite events. So that's going on, and a lot of restaurants in town, probably 50 restaurants in town, are participating. So you ought to check that out. And then, of course, this Sunday is the Oscars. And here locally, for the last 3 or 4 years, the Louisville Film Society has created an Oscar party event at the, and this year it's for the second time, is at Copper and Kings. I went last year. It was really cool. And Kirby Adams, our guest, is going to be hosting the show along with Christine Fellingham from the Courier Journal. There's a lot of good stuff going on with that party. It's a great party to go to. I understand there's still some tickets available, so you should think about spending a few dollars and going to this great party at Copper and Kings. It's really good. They're going to have a Jennifer Lawrence's Oscar is going to be there, and there's a lot of local stuff about local filmmakers that is certainly an interest of mine, and should be of yours if you're a resident of the city. So a lot going on in the film industry, and we're going to talk about that and a number of other things in my interview with Kirby Adams, and that's coming up next.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
And I'm happy to be in the Louisville.am studios today with Kirby Adams. Kirby, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick.
You are, I mean, everybody knows you. You've been in town, like, in the media, like, forever, right?
Forever, yes.
Forever.
I started in BC.
No, the main thing, the first thing, I guess, was that crazy Louisville Magazine show, right?
Yeah, Louisville Tonight Live was the reason I moved here from Seattle.
Wow.
The WHAS was owned by the same company that owned the station I worked for out in Seattle, and they needed a female host for their live TV magazine show, and I was doing a taped TV magazine show in Seattle, and I thought, hey, this would be a fun little challenge, and so I thought I'd come here for 1 year and then go back to Seattle because I just needed a little fill-in, and I met my husband, John, and here I am 20-something years later, and I love it.
I thought it was Bob Sekolar who kept you here, but
Bob Sekolar. No, Bob Sekolar wasn't even here. I want to do a quiz. Who was my co-host when I came to Louisville?
I think I can
see
that guy.
In 1993.
But I can't remember.
Awesome guy. His name was John O'Connor.
John O'Connor.
Yep, yeah, John O'Connor. That. And then he went down to Orlando. So.
All right. Cool. Well, now you've done a million things like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a sweet gig at the Courier Journal. Tell me about what you do there.
I do have a sweet gig. You know what? That's exactly how I feel about it. After working in TV news for years, I have a sweet gig at the Courier. Well, I am the buzz reporter, which means I get to do what I love, and that's looking for interesting people, places, and things to write about Monday through Friday, little blurbs. And then I do larger features, too, which are all in the entertainment kind of realm, which is, again, what I love doing.
Well, so, you got gossip, right? And but you don't ever
go into
any negative stuff.
No. You know what? As a matter of fact, there was something very gossipy recently in the news this week.
I think I talked about it in another part of the show.
Yeah. And and somebody came to me with that. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to go down that road. You know, I don't want to. I learned that when I went from entertainment TV into the news department. I don't feel good talking about other
people's problems.
Yeah. So, you know what? It's great for somebody else, but for me, it's just, I wouldn't feel that great about it. So, so I avoided that topic. And so I'll tell you about good things happening to good people.
Okay. And you've got, we've got this little amount of time, and I've got so many things I want to ask you
about. Yeah, go ahead. Fire away.
You've got this whole fitness thing going. For a long time, you were like everybody looked to you for fitness advice, right?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
When I first moved here from Seattle, so Seattle is not my hometown, but I just lived out there and worked. But I just, that was part of everybody's life, was fitness. So when I moved here, I talked about it. And I actually was told by my general manager to stop talking about healthy lifestyles because people were getting angry. So I dialed it back
a
little bit.
Fat people who were smoking at home were getting angry.
No, they would not want to hear about it. So I maybe dialed it back a bit. But there were no running teams back then for the mini marathon. So yeah. I started probably the very first one. And we invited people from our viewing audience to take part and trained probably close to 1,000 people over the years who were first-time runners to do that. And now I hear from like their kids and their kids' kids who say, hey, you got my family into running. And so that makes me feel really good because now the mini marathon and the marathon for the KDF has to cap it at 18,000 people. And, you know, when the very first one was run, but Mayor Harvey Sloan ran the very first one, there were 301 people.
Well, you're dating yourself there, Carrie.
Well, I wasn't here then. I was back in Barrington, Illinois, probably in middle school.
Well, cool. Well, you make quite a life for yourself here in Louisville and Impact. And, you know, you mentioned your husband, John. Am I right? Still involved at Headliners, right?
Yeah.
You're still
around
that place.
So we run Headliners, and he's got the guy that puts on all the Waterfront Wednesdays that we all love, the free concerts down on the waterfront. And so music is in our lives all the time, but I have to say, our daughters, who were like, I always say, isn't it cool what your dad does? They're like, well, it's all right. But now they're getting to the point where their friends want to go to concerts, so it's becoming a little cooler.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to call you for free tickets, so I'll put that on there.
Yeah.
And invite everybody in our audience to call you.
Right,
because you're giving them away.
Because I get two. I just saw a Bruce Springsteen, by the way. Those were not free tickets.
Oh.
And that was a pretty amazing, you know, I could not believe what great shape that man was in.
Oh, yeah. He is. And I think we can talk about a little bit. That brings up a subject I talked about in another part of the show. Did you know that on StubHub, an hour before the show, guess how much you could get a Bruce Springsteen ticket for?
$50?
$30.
$30.
Oh,
well, somebody saw a great concert for $30.
I should have gone. I know. He's great. And you know another artist?
You know what he did too, Rick, that I loved?
Tell me.
There wasn't a lot of theatrics. There wasn't a lot of outfit changes or dancers.
Yeah, he just comes out and rocks.
He'd finish one song and he'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then he'd finish the next one. And 1, 2, it was fantastic. I was very impressed, and I wasn't a huge Springsteen fan going into it, but now I am.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. You know, we're at the age we sort of look at people and how they age and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, another artist that I saw a few years ago, and it is amazing that he's aged well and his band hasn't, is Huey Lewis.
Has he?
Yeah.
All right.
He's coming like in June to Horseshoe or something.
Well, you know what? My 16-year-old daughter really wants to see Huey Lewis in the news.
Huey's still skinny and like his
and
hair's
buff
not gray.
I will tell you this. John Grant, my husband, who deals with all these artists all the time, says the ones that have who have lasted the test of time are the ones who are really, really fit. And he's the guy that goes out and buys the riders, you know, buys the food for what they want. And there's the ones that are in great shape are very particular about what they eat, and they have to have a place to work out. And so it's very cool when you see these guys who are 70 years old just going for it like a marathon.
Not to go on about that, but on Friday night in Frankfurt, I'm seeing like one of my top five.
Who is that?
Delbert McClinton.
Oh, well, Delbert McClinton can put on a show.
He is the man. He is the man. So we'll get on with that. But I wanted to ask you about this movie thing because one of the reasons I thought to call you is I know you're co-hosting this party with the Louisville Film Society down at Copper and Kings. And you know, you must be excited about that.
Right. So it's Sunday night, and it's the Oscar watch party. Christine Fellingham from the Courier Journal and I emceed it last year, too. And it's really you were there.
I was there.
We talked to each other
last year.
Yeah. Isn't it fun to watch the Academy Awards with a huge group of people that are all kind of dressed up
and feeling good stuff and eating good stuff?
And then when we play games, right? Like you can put money into it. It all benefits the Film Society, but it's like whoever gets the most nominations that become the winners, correct, that kind of thing. So it's a good time, and I think there are still tickets available.
Oh, okay.
LouisvilleFilmSociety.org.
Film Society. Well, there's the plug. But, you know, I discovered in our conversation here we have something in common in that we both like movies, but rarely
see them. I know. I love Netflix.
You've seen one of the nominees, right?
Yes, Revenant with oh my gosh, why am I forgetting his name?
Leonardo
DiCaprio. Yes, good old Leo. I loved that film. You said you're reading the book and it's a little tough.
Yeah, it's not propelling me to want to see the movie as much, but I figure I will eventually know, when it comes to down the road, gets out of theaters and all that. But the one I saw was Spotlight.
Okay,
which is about journalism. And
I want to see that one.
That's one you should. I really recommend it strongly.
We were talking at work about the costuming for that, the way that mm-hmm. everyone was dressed and sort of shabbily, which is kind of sadly true.
Well, they were journalists.
I know. I know.
Of course they were dressed.
But
like
what
that.
Happens? Is it that we don't make any money, or is it that just somebody said the uniform for a journalist is khaki pants and a disheveled sweater or a wrinkled shirt?
It's not high fashion, that's for sure. In fact, the thing that it really amazes you about the movie, if you see it, is the antiquated ways they gather things. You know that they have four people involved in, like, not having to produce something every day that work for them.
So they had time,
They had time to do it. And the regular phones. They had phones.
And a typewriter?
Computers and a typewriter. And they went to this basement where they looked up records and they were in little books and all that. So,
it's
changed.
Yeah, it's changed. We have to work hard and constantly. You know, we don't have time to go out and put great deals of time into things. But that's one of the reasons I do like The Courier, is that I have more time to spend on a story than I might have if I had to turn something for the 5, 6, and 6:30. But yeah. I want to go back to Revenant for just a minute, because what I loved about that film, and of course, I became obsessed with it afterwards, and then I had to go research and find the real guy. I think his name was Hugh Glass, and I looked up pictures of him and wanted to know his story. But I love doing stories about the human spirit and overcoming obstacles. I mean, that's my favorite kind of story to mm-hmm. do on myself. And so that was what I loved about that movie, was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
how could anyone live through this? I'm sure some of it's, legend. It's a little insane.
Well, it's like
but
those cartoons where the Roadrunner keeps killing the coyote and he keeps bouncing back, right?
Exactly right.
Well, that's very cool. I wanted to ask you about, I always, when I have guests in the media, the newspaper business. It's taken some blows and people have criticized, and it's not what it used to be, The Courier. I think, since you work there, how's it doing? I mean, how do you feel like the newspaper's role in the community has changed?
So, I go out and give talks to a lot of people, a lot of groups, and I always say, I'm not going to be able to answer a few questions for you because I've only been there for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't pay any attention to how the Courier Journal's financials were before that. I don't know what the spirit of the work culture was like there. Every time I get someplace, I always go, you should have been here 10 years ago. It was great. That was the same way at WIJS. That's the way it was when I was in King TV in Seattle. But I will tell you this. The world is changing, right? And the Courier Journal is trying the reason I said, yeah, I'll come and work there, is because Neil Buddy, who is my boss, said, we are evolving and we're going to create something new. Mm-hmm. And we have to create something new. It costs more to produce that newspaper than it costs you to buy it.
So, sure.
Because of the way ad revenue has gone and all of this. So we have to create something new. And guess what? The 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds are reading their news off of their phone.
Yeah.
So it would be foolish for us to put all of the effort into the brick and mortar, the paper, the physical.
Do they still have, do you go to a newsroom and sit in and
I do.
Type
Absolutely,
and
I do.
Stuff?
I'm there with all your favorite people. And,
I was up there. I actually had Neil on this show a long time ago. And it was my first time, believe it or not, of all this time, it was my first time in that building beyond the lobby. And so, that's still there.
On. Yeah, it's still there. I said, when I first walked in there 2 years ago, I said, this is like a grand old lady who is, kind of, the building needs to get fixed up. But it's still, when I get in the elevator, I think, Barry Bingham stood in this elevator. I just got done reading a book about Henrietta Bingham, and I thought, Henrietta Bingham stood in this elevator. So I love what I do. And really, I don't know if you realize this, but more than anything, I was probably hired because of my video work. And so I do videos all the time.
Okay.
You should check out my life hacks. I do Courier Journal life hacks, and they get thousands of views.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll have to look that up.
I can make your life easier and cheaper.
Unfortunately, we got to wrap this up, Kirby, but thank you very much. I know 12 minutes goes by so fast, but it's delightful to see you again, and I'm looking forward to Sunday night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, we have a woman from Louisville who's going to be on the red carpet. She won tickets from People Magazine, and she's going to take over the Courier Journal Instagram page, and she's going to be posting everything she sees from the red carpet. Her name is Sally Chitwood, and she's so excited, and we're so excited to have her taking over our Instagram page.
Isn't there some actress from Louisville that's going
to
be there too?
Yeah, there is. She's the youngest to be nominated this many times for an Academy Award. Her name is Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. Well, look forward to the party, and look forward to seeing more from you, Kirby, at the Courier Journal.
All right. Thanks so much.
And I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rusty Satellite Show and hearing from Kirby Adams about all her activities, plus her work at the Courier Journal and the big event this Sunday, the Oscar party at Copper and King's, presented by the Louisville Film Society. Looking forward to that, as well as you also heard some great stuff from Tommy O'Shea, the proprietor down at O'Shea's Tavern and Bar down in the Highlands. It's going to be a great event next Wednesday, the Cocktails with Champions event. I'm looking forward to it. Danny Flanagan is going to be playing music there for us. It's all going to be great. So look forward to that. And thank you again to everybody that helps me put together the show. I've got some other podcast projects in the works, including a new podcast from the Jeffersontown Chamber. I'll be talking about that a little bit on here and in my social media. But that's going to be a great project. Looking forward to it. Doing a lot of work out there with J-Town Chamber right by my house where I live. And that's all cool. But thanks to my sponsors, Eye Care Institute, Passport Health Plan, and Ballantine Whiskey for helping make this show possible. And I'm looking forward to doing many, many more. I've done 138 shows in a row. That's pretty good. I guess that's pretty good. So remember, it's for the Rusty Satellite Show, where you find the most interesting people in the Ville. I'll be back next week with show number 139.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Rick E. Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city. Robin is shooting.